This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Today is the first day of early voting for party primary runoff elections. The runoffs will determine which Republican and Democratic candidates will be on the ballot in November for 22 state, congressional, and legislative races. Among the matchups are Reed King of Lake Dallas and Lynn Stuckey from Sanger. They're vying to be the Republican nominee for the District 64 seat in the Texas House. If voters participated in the March 1st primary election, by the way, they'll be limited to voting in the same party for the runoff. Early voting for the runoff elections will run through May 20th. Election day is May 24th. Texas Republicans closed out their state convention in Dallas over the weekend with a highly anticipated speech from Ted Cruz. The senator didn't mention assumed GOP nominee Donald Trump, nor did he call for party unity. Instead, Cruz said his supporters sparked a movement.
I don't know what the future will hold. We may face some challenging days ahead. We may face growing challenges going ahead. But I am convinced that movement, the men and women gathered here, will be the remnant, will be the core of pulling this country back from the abyss.
Despite his exit from the presidential race, Cruz still has a lot of fans in the Texas GOP. Some supporters at the convention said they'd write in Cruz on their ballots. However, top Republicans at the state convention called for the party to unite behind Donald Trump. We look at common health issues each week in our series, Vital Signs. Today, a common issue among men over 50, an enlarged prostate. Patients often use medication or surgery to address the issue, but the FDA last year approved another option. This one uses steam. I talked with Dr. Kenneth Goldberg with UT Southwestern Medical Center's Department of Urology. He's the first urologist in North Texas certified to perform the procedure.
How does the steam procedure work?
So what happens is as the prostate enlarges, it impinges on the outflow tract from the bladder or urethra. So you go up through the urethra with a telescope after you've numbed up the man, and you insert a needle, small needle, into the prostate and shoot 9 seconds worth of steam. The steam then gets between the cells and destroys the cells. The number of 9-second treatments during one session depends on the size of the prostate and the length of the prostate. The studies show no effect on sexual function or loss of urinary control or incontinence. What ingeniously was done by an engineer up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, he recognized that basically you can control what happens to steam, which has heat or energy, but it's not a microwave type of energy. It's more convection type of heat. So it doesn't do as much damage per se.
As would say, what, a laser or
something
like
that? A laser, exactly. So there's less tissue damage.
It sounds so simple as to want to disbelieve.
It is important to recognize that because of the swelling that occurs as a result of the destruction of the tissue, the prostate
gets worse before it gets better.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I warn my men that for the first 2 weeks, they're going to wonder what I did to them. And after 2 weeks, they start to recognize, hey, there is something here. And by a month, they're back to how they were. And typically by 2 months, they're much better and off any medication they were on.
During this period of maybe 2 weeks or so, when it gets a little worse before it's better, is it better that they remain at home for that time?
Absolutely not. I do them on Saturdays. They can go to church on Sunday. Now, you do have a catheter for a couple of days, depending on the size of the prostate, but there's minimal downtime with it.
Does it work better for some men than others?
It works for just about any man who is interested in either eliminating his symptoms and or getting off his medication, and certainly someone who doesn't want to go into the hospital and get put to sleep. And so it's just a novel treatment that really was designed with the idea of treating cancer, because, again, you can confine and control the steam as to where it goes. So the theory is, and the plans are in the future, to use it for prostate cancer, kidney cancer, and other cancers, because injecting the steam destroys the tissue. But again, you can control it. It can't pass through a membrane.
If I came to you and said, I'm having urinary problems, would you recommend this procedure as the first thing to try?
I believe strongly, Sam, that for all medical problems, there are multiple treatment options, each with advantages and disadvantages. Prostate's made up of muscle and glandular tissue. So we have medicines that relax the muscles, do nothing for the size, and they can actually get some benefit for a period of years. There's other medicines that actually shrink the prostate, again, lifetime medicines. Other men don't want to take pills or they want to get fixed, and certainly this is a reasonable option. And we now have the laser, which is a surgical procedure, which does require an anesthesia and some different side effects afterwards. But it's an excellent option for the man who wants that. But it basically would be up to you, as I presented the facts to you, to see what was going on.
Whether or not you use this procedure really depends upon you, the patient. There's not some test or some way of determining this procedure is better than this pill? Or
close, because the limits of the studies are nothing greater than 80 grams, which is pretty big. Once you get over 100 grams, you really need to consider some type of surgical procedure, not laser, but surgical procedure. Although talking to the company, men with 100-gram prostates are getting treated, but certainly bigger the prostate, more treatments you're going to have, the more swelling you're going to have, the longer it will take to get better.
At what point with urinary problems should you consult a doctor?
I think if it bothers you. I think certainly every man ought to be checked on a periodic basis anyhow. The dreaded digital rectal exam, there's the PSA. We can check with a little bladder ultrasound how well someone is emptying. We see the symptoms, and then they decide.
Dr. Goldberg, thank you for being with me.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Dr. Kenneth Goldberg is a faculty associate in the UT Southwestern Department of Urology. In the forecast, cloudy skies, then partly sunny later. There's a 40% chance of rain with a high of 82 expected. Overnight low 68, 60% chance of rain tomorrow. It's 65 degrees now in Dallas, 67 in Fort Worth.